Okay, so this is an exciting shift. I think I've probably already said everything that I'm about to say right now, but it's still exciting, right? I'm 7 days in to my challenge, right? And I was wondering why I wanted to approach it on such a subtle basis, right? I was wondering why I was getting that inclination. And there was a part of me that knew, well, it's probably because I'm learning so much about feminine cycles and feminine energy and how important it is for a person like me who has feminine energy, right, to do it in a way that is subtle, right, that is respectful and honoring to just making sure that I'm doing it in the most beneficial ways possible, right? And how the most beneficial ways tend to be the most subtle, small shifts, right? Small shifts, subtle shifts really do make huge, huge movements, right? And so I was going along that way. And thankfully, along my way, I wasn't like putting up any big rigid things to be like, oh, it has to be this way, it has to be that way, it has to be this way every time, right? Especially because I've been learning so much from how much this, you know, the hormone yoga therapy has been blessing me. Not so much in the actual hormone yoga therapy exercises, but a lot of it has been because of the emotional stability and the emotional intelligence that I've been approaching it with. You know, I've been allowing myself to give myself the grace and space to do it in the best way that I can do it. To make it something that I don't just give up on after trying it for 2 weeks. No, this is like something that I want to keep doing basically for the rest of my life, right? Basically, right? I'm approaching it with a curious mind and an open heart and an experimenting kind of way, right? So that means that, hey, yeah, some weeks I do it once a week, right? Some weeks I do it 5 times a week. Some weeks I do it like 3 times, right? And I'm not very hard on myself either way. It's, you know, whatever my striving looks like that week is exactly what it needed to look like. And that's kind of something that I've never given myself space and grace with when I've done challenges in the past, you know, especially when it has to do with food or, you know, because I think in the past I was just super hard on myself because of a lot of food addiction things that I was still healing from. And so the emotional, mental game of healing from those things meant that I was still not yet at a place where my inner child felt safe to just be okay with myself, right? Like, and without feeling like I needed to be some kind of inner military sergeant saying that it needed to be a certain way for me to get any level of success. But actually, it's been very nurturing lately to allow for that inner mother, right? That self-compassion, that self-mothering part of myself to become stronger. And so that's what I've been noticing. I'm 7 days in, started on March 25th because my whole instigator was like, hey, I'm going to be doing my retreat on the 25th of April. I might as well start March 25th to just do a little, you know, just like do a little oomph, right? Do something that could potentially make it so that when I get to my retreat, it really is like a celebratory arrival of like, wow, I made it here, right? I made it 30 days into doing something and improving and subtly shifting each day or every other day or, you know, things like that. So as I mentioned before, mostly all that I've been doing is, hey, I've been checking my Bristol stool chart. I've been checking, making sure that I'm as aware as possible to be hydrating in the morning when I wake up. And just being a little bit extra thoughtful, right? So certain days I'm a little more thoughtful than others, right? Because I am also living another life as well. And my whole life isn't just centered around my ingredient and shopping list and my kitchen life, right? Like, that was the thing that I didn't really put into play in my other challenges. Because in my other challenges, I felt like, oh, no, this is my whole life for the next 30 days. I am chained to my kitchen sink and to my fridge. You know, like I just kind of had these like weird ideas about me being focused on like goals that I had or something like that. Whereas this is the first time I'm letting myself have a challenge while living my actual life, right? If not allowing my regular actual life to take precedence over my challenge every other day or so too, right? And not being so caught up with, oh my goodness, like, it's been 5 days that I haven't done my challenge. I must not be on it anymore. You know what I mean? Like, but being like, no, this is all part of the challenge, right? Learning how to be a gentle, kind spirit to myself as I'm doing something new and challenging, right? So anyways, started doing that. And then, yeah, like, of course, you know, the instigator of it was that I was trying to get a little bit more thoughtful about my skin, right? Because just the weekend before I started my challenge, I noticed myself eating a lot more chips and a lot more candy and chocolate and different things that I didn't normally eat, right? But I just found myself there. And it wasn't until like now that I'm into day 7 of my challenge that I'm like, oh, you know what? That was probably me being in my autumn, because now I'm on my day 2 of my period, right? And so now I can see quite clearly, yeah, those were probably all my cravings I was having, and I just submitted, and, you know, and then it cycled me into, hey, now that I'm done those cravings and I want to shift out of it, here's my challenge, right? And so as I've been on this challenge, it's like, yeah, I'm just doing my best with the things that I do know, right? I know that I feel better when I, you know, am checking my stools and, you know, checking in with how my skin is doing. And I do better when I'm hydrating in the morning, right? And then, you know, and then there was another day that I was even checking in and being like, oh, yeah, like, what about the gluten? You know, like, if I could have gluten, but I could not, would I just choose the not gluten, right? Like, and I did, right? And then other instances where I like, where it's like, well, if I could have these options for snacks, would I choose the fruit and vegetables or would I choose something else, right? And thankfully, like, I could just be like, you know what? It's all part of the experiment, right? So let's see how it goes. I think one thing that was like a huge, I don't know, boost to me amongst the 7 days was probably just even sleep, right? Because one of the days I stayed up till like 1, 12 or 1, something like that, chatting with someone that I haven't chatted with for a long time. And it was very interesting, right? Because in the whole marriage retreat that I was in like a week ago, there was this concept that was brought up where it was basically like, yeah, if you're like a fitness buff person and you usually go like 6 days like hardcore with your whole fitness routine, whatever, if you spend 3 of those days building your relationships and strengthening your relationships, how much better your relationship health will benefit your actual physical health than you following your fitness regime for the regular 6 days than you usually do, right? And something about what was shared there just like really, really struck a chord with me. I was like, wait a second. Like, no way. Did you just say that regardless of how healthy or optimal you think that you've created your schedule to be, if you interrupt that schedule with relationship building experiences and moments with those that you love most, those will be more healthy for you than if you were to just follow your lonely path of like fitness, whatever, health, food, whatever, you know, those kinds of things. And it just got me thinking. I was like, this is like mind blowing, right? Like, cause that is really, I think that probably is one of the biggest faults of like a health focused kind of a person, right? They think that they're getting all their problems solved by being like, oh, now I've got a list of ingredients. Now I've got a schedule. Now I've got it all figured out, right? Like, and so, you know, like, it's a temptation. It's a temptation to be able to say, hey, this is the recipe for success, and I'm just going to follow it to the T at all costs or something, right? Even to the detriment of my relationships, maybe, right? And then trying to do it and then finding themselves like, why aren't they getting the results, right? Whereas what if they did? What if they did need to make sure that in the same urgency and like focus that they were putting into their body and their health, what if they put in the same amount of urgency, if not more urgency, on the relationships, right? On the smiling and connection points with the people that they love, right? Or want to love, right? And like, what if, right? So that's something that I'm excited to toy with. It's already been 7 days in, and I was grateful. I was grateful for that one night that I chose to sacrifice sleep and I chose to talk for like hours, right? And it was really good. It was really good. I just got that time to just be present with someone that I really care about, and that I just got to have that soak time, right? I have this one friend in my life that I always feel like if I don't get 5 hours when I'm with them, it's like not even worth it to just like sit down and have a little chit chat, right? Because I need 5 hours with them, like at least, right? So whenever I get to like go camping with them or go on a retreat or have this like just like time, I'm like, okay, undivided time. This is my go time. This is my time to fill our souls and have this connection piece time, right? So that was interesting because I did sacrifice that. And then I was catching up for the next couple days. And yes, it did mean that I needed extra naps for a couple other days throughout. And yes, it meant that yesterday I went to bed, like, I don't even know when I went to bed, but I just know I went to bed. And I didn't really have a dinner. I just kind of went to bed and then I woke up like and slept in as well, which is something I rarely do, right? Usually I kind of go to bed late and wake up really early, right? But it was just a neat transition to be like, huh, that's really cool. And then when I woke up today, I just felt so good. I was like, oh my goodness, it's been so long since I felt so good after like a good long sleep, you know, because I think sometimes, especially because as a teenager, I had this like built up old belief pattern that I hadn't like overcome yet. But this idea that I had against sleep, right? I was like, oh no, sleep is for dead people, right? I'm going to sleep when I'm dead. But until then, like, I'm just going to run on like 3 hours of sleep and wake up as early as I possibly can ever wake up any other day and just like get right to it right when I wake up. And, you know, like I was just so focused on making sure I was on top of my homework, or, you know, making sure I was where I needed to be, or whatever. I was just very driven, very determined, very, you know, hit the ground running kind of person. And it's taken a while for me to just like transition out of that naivety, right? And be able to actually embrace and be okay that sleep is actually one of the most important, crucial things that I could be doing to like really help my health be where I actually want it to be, you know, like, because I put in all this energy to research and think about, oh, like what could be affecting my skin, right? And a lot of it has to do with maybe food, right? So I think a lot about that, and then, you know, now that I'm into it, I'm like, you know what if a lot of it could do with like relationship stuff and a lot of it could do with sleep, right? So like, what if I could just like spend a little extra time on the loving and a little more time on the sleep and just letting go of the stress, right? And yeah, I'm doing the food thing and being mindful of that, but what if it could be more than just a diet thing, right? What if it could be more than that? And what if my body will be able to teach me something special in the next 7 days, right? Because I already feel like I've learned a lot in just the first 7 days of just getting into this, right? And it's interesting because the first 7 days of getting into this, I was mostly just looking at approaching health, right? And approaching this long view of how to do health in a way that is as respectful as possible, right? And then I find this beautiful book that I know that I've seen before, right? It's traveled into my life in and out for the last 7 years. You know, different friends were reading it, different friends were doing some of the challenges, they were, you know, practicing some of the recipes, and you know, I loved it, right? Like, I loved everything that I heard about it, but I think at the time, whenever I heard about it, there was always this ounce of like huge intimidation, right? Because here's this person that's basically saying, this is what to do if you actually want to let go of your problems or like let go of your pain and not have to worry about them anymore, right? It almost just felt like too good to be true, you know? But then at the same time, I realized the things that they were asking people to do, and there was this part of me that was like, yes, what you're saying is exactly what people want, right? They want those results. And yes, what you're saying is a big thing to ask, right? Because like it is a big thing to ask people to give up some of their most favorite foods, right? You know, you talk to anybody and they would rather keep their cinnamon rolls and their whatever is their favorite than to feel better Right? They actually would. Because they don't want that result more than they want the result of how great they feel when they eat that really happy cinnamon roll, right? Or whatever is their favorite thing, right? But the thing for me that's been like, I don't know, mind-blowing for me in the last 7 days is I think I just feel like I've been developing this like greater awareness and greater capacity to find my humbleness, my humble heart in some ways. Because I know if I had approached and found this book like 7 days ago, I would have opened it and be like, next, right? But because I've been, you know, on this 7 day journey to be like, you know what does this look like? What does it look like to try to be healthier, you know, try to feel happier, to try to just be where I actually want to be for the rest of my life, right? Like I want to be the most efficient and effective version of myself, right? And I know that I am that way when I do get the sleep that I need, when I do have my relationships where I want them to be, when I do have like low stress, low guilt, you know, when I'm really just like putting things in my body intentionally, like actually intentionally, and not feeling regret about anything, basically, right? So as I've been like ramping up for this, like finding this book now that I've been like scouring over for like the last 24 hours, and I don't usually do that, right? I have like a handful of books in my life where I have not been able to let go and let out of my hands for, you know, for hours at a time because it's still in my hand, right? Because I just have not gotten all that I was supposed to get out of it for that season of my life, right? I have a handful of books that I have that experience with, and it just means so much to me that I'm having that experience with this, like, quote-unquote health book, because usually health books are not written in a way that is very exciting at all, but for some reason, I'm reading this health book as if it's Harry Potter or something, and I am loving it. I feel like I'm in Hogwarts reading my botany books and just so excited to be there, right? So, anyways, I've been reading and so excited and, you know, going through these things and, you know, it's been fascinating because, you know, at a certain season in my life, I probably would have read all these parts and paragraphs and chapters and been like, you know what? No, like this is just too extreme or, you know, it's not gentle enough or whatever. But for some reason, as I'm going at it right now, I'm like, you know what? This could be as simple as just anything else, right? And I think a lot of it has to do with my own growth in my own executive functioning or emotional intelligence or something, right? Because it's not so much that what he's written is different, but I'm different, right? And so in other seasons of my life, I might have taken what he said and I'd be like, oh no, but I have to do it this, and this way, right? And I don't know if I can do that, right? Like, and I get stressed out about it, right? But I think probably because I have been 5 months into this now, like, exercise program that has been changing my life, right? And changing my mood and changing how I view myself and how I do life and approach it, right? Because it's all part of my experiment and my gentle kindness kind of an experiment, right? Not being hard on myself about any of it. I'm just doing it as thoughtfully and nicely as possible, right? I can do that again with this one, right? And so I can just go at it in the most beneficial, respectful, kind way as I'm ready to do it right now, right? And so I don't have to feel like, oh, it's gonna, you know, sabotaging my success with it right from the get-go, right? But instead, approaching it with this, like, clean, integrity-filled, virtue-filled kind of way of doing it, right? Where it's not about, you know, expecting that I'm going to fail or expecting that I have to do it in a certain way unless otherwise I'm, you know, and shaming myself through it. I think that's where I'm getting at, is I'm learning how to approach challenges in a guilt-free, shame-free, kind, respectful, filled, peace-filled kind of a way, right? Trusting, honoring, cherishing kind of way, right? And so here I am. Like, that's what I'm doing. And I'm just so excited. Like, I went through this book today and I'm like, duh, gotta do this. I'm really excited to just do it whatever, in whatever way it's gonna look like the first time that I do it, in the most respectful way that I've ever done it, right? First time I did it was like 4 years ago, right? When I say it, so it's like a 9-day program specifically to do with food and no, like yes foods and no foods kind of thing. And it's like 3 days to warm up to it, 3 more days to kind of warm up again to the last 3 days, right? The first time that I did it, as I've mentioned before, I wasn't doing it in a shame-free way, right? So there was a lot of hiccups in my process of trying this that just kind of sabotaged me right from the beginning in some ways, but I just didn't know it because I was just jumping in and being like, let's just see, right? But I wasn't doing it in a let's just see in a cherishing, honoring, respectful way. I was just kind of in a, you know, I was almost doing it in a, like, let's see how much of a laughing stock I can make myself of it. You know, like I was already just kind of beating myself already before I even started, right? But this time around, I'm holding to the standard of I'm gonna do this in a thoughtful, nice way to myself as my own best friend, right? Like, I'm gonna do this as a good person, right? Like, and a good, kind person. And we're gonna see what happens because, like, we're gonna be good about this and kind, and like, we're not gonna do a be all end all whatever, like, and make a story of myself and, you know, make myself think that, like, if I don't do it a certain way, then I fail. But if I do it a certain way, then I also fail, right? Like, but instead, I'm doing it in a way where it's like, no, let's be good about this, right? Let's do it in the best way possible. Not in a perfectionist best way possible, in a kind and caring best way kind of possible kind of way, right? And so already as I'm like pumping in all this love juice and happy vibes to do with this, I can already feel like the 9 days have already happened. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just so delighted that I've gotten to this point in my healing journey where my healing journey is now able to support me in my next healing journey. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, oh my goodness, so cool. The one of the books that I'm really excited about right now, it's called Liver Rescue by Anthony Williams. That's really cool. And that has been a fun read for like the last little bit. And I'm excited to see where it takes me. And it's not so much that it's that's taking me, but it's just, as I said, like that inner spirit of me being able to be some kind of this like more emotionally well person approaching like different things that I can challenge myself to do and not do, and to do it in a way that's like happy and helpful,